Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, locals in County Tipperary have criticised a government pledge to improve engagement with communities where international protection applicants are to be accommodated after 7 weeks of protests outside their local hotel. A round-the-clock demonstration began outside the Dundrum House Hotel in late May, amid reports that large numbers of asylum seekers would be housed there within weeks, with protesters slamming government government assurances around increased consultation this week as hollow promises. Our reporter John Cook has been to Tipperary to meet with the protesters, and he's with me now to tell me more about the Dundrum House protest, John.
Yeah, Dundrum House is an 18th century country estate, Cormac. It's situated around 14 kilometres from both Cashel and Tipperary towns, and it's best known in recent times as a hotel, golf and leisure resort. The hotel building closed to guests following a fire in the ballroom in 2015, with the golf course and leisure facilities continuing to operate. And 2 years ago, the facility welcomed 277 Ukrainian refugees to live there under the government's Beneficiaries of Temporary Protection Scheme. Many got jobs locally or have children in local schools, but a government briefing note to local representatives on May 29th informed them that Dundrum House is now what was described as a hybrid property, accommodating international protection applicants as well as Ukrainian refugees, given the shortage of accommodation nationally. Up to 300 people from Dundrum Village and surrounding areas voiced concerns about the arrival of international protection applicants and reports that the Ukrainian refugees they'd got to know were being relocated, as well as unconfirmed claims of higher capacity at the hotel. That was all at a heated public meeting that night in late May, and a protest began the same night outside the gates of Dundrum House, where I met around 20 people yesterday at their makeshift camp. Local mother Fiona Kennedy telling me of their disappointment that previous plans to reopen and upgrade the hotel didn't happen.
This is what the community were promised. The hotel would be restored. The golf club would be upgraded. There was plans for a distillery.
And instead, 277 Ukrainian refugees came here for the last 2 years.
But we understood that that was going to be a temporary arrangement. Mm-hmm. Now it's looking that we're facing into a permanent arrangement, or at least, if we can't use the word permanent, mm-hmm. a rolling contract. Mm-hmm. And we don't know where the end of it is. But the thing I would say about it is, if everything is so above board, why is there such a lack of communication from the government with communities? Mm-hmm. We're seeing like people being bussed in, no communication with the people who live in
the village. Government has promised to improve on that communication. They've said they're going to appoint new community liaison people. Maybe they will speak to you.
Look, they promised they'd open a community hotel in Rosgray as well, and there isn't hope in hell of that happening. They promised we'd have a children's hospital, I don't know how many years ago. That hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but the government's promises are ringing very, very shallow with us now.
What have you found out about numbers who may come here?
Well, again, we're still just being told that it will be one group replaced with another group.
280 or yes. 277, yes, yeah. as there were with Ukrainian refugees here.
Everybody believes the numbers will be twice that, because the capacity is there for more numbers.
But nobody has giving you clarity on that yet.
Well, nobody is going to come round and tell us, are they, that mm-hmm. We're actually going to bring in 550 people there, because we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, mm-hmm. on the basis of what they are telling us.
And if numbers were to increase and it was international protection applicants, what would that mean to a community like Dundrum?
It would mean exactly what it means now. We want our hotel back as a functioning hotel. We want Dundrum to continue to be a destination that people come to. And what I want more than anything is I want the government to start enforcing their immigration laws. And that if people arrive in, you can't get on a plane without papers. How are people getting off without papers? I know you'll make the point that not everyone is undocumented. But even if 10 people get off and they're undocumented, in my opinion, they should be sent straight back. Where were their papers that they got on the plane with?
Nobody new has come here yet. Will they be welcomed into Dundrum, or what is your plan in this protest?
Look, I'll be honest with you. We're not welcoming anyone into Dundrum. We are here for one reason only, and that is to bring our hotel back to a hotel.
Are you here to block them?
Well, look, we have been a peaceful, dignified protest the whole way throughout. I am resolute that we will remain peaceful and dignified. We are the most ordinary people that you will meet. I don't envisage any scenes of anything. If a bus comes in, we're planning.
And are you worried about that? You've seen what happened in Coolock in Dublin this week.
Yeah, very. Of course we're worried about that. But why are those things happening? They're happening because the government who work for us are not listening to the people that they are working for. We have said, communities are saying over and over and over again, this has to stop. This cannot come to our community. We don't have the services, we don't have the healthcare, we don't have the schools, we don't have the services, and the government are refusing to listen.
That's Fiona Kennedy there among protesters outside Dundrum House Hotel in Tipperary. Did you speak to any of the current residents of the hotel or even management, John?
Yes, Cormac. I spoke to a number of residents living there. Now, some said they had little English or didn't wish to comment publicly. A number of Ukrainian refugees told me they do expect to be moved elsewhere soon, but they haven't received official confirmation or formal notice of this, while some patrons of the golf club said they would prefer not to comment publicly on the situation. I spoke briefly to the American businessman who owns Dundrum House by phone, who said he wasn't available for comment last evening. He hasn't responded to my calls today, while a written request for comment sent to a sister hotel group in County Meath went unanswered. I spoke to one local independent councillor, Liam Brown, who described the lack of government communication with locals on this situation as appalling in a recent interview with local radio station Tip FM, and he accused the government of efforts to get these people out of Dublin, down the country, and let rural areas look after it afterwards. Councillor Brown was unavailable to meet with me in Dundrum last evening, and other local councillors from government parties did not respond to my calls or messages. Back at the protest camp, there are tents and shelters, Ireland flags, and many posters saying things like yes to Ukrainians, yes to the local golf club and gym, no to racism, and no to international protection applicants. There are also many printed posters of the famous Bull McCabe from John B. Keane's The Field movie, with a slogan saying, "Now be a good Yank and go home," outside the hotel gates. But all of the protesters I met insisted this was not meant as a threat, despite the violence that unfolds in that infamous tale.
This is a peaceful protest, and we're not about blocking people's freedom of movement. We understand everyone has the right to freedom of movement.
Okay, but the signs say no IPAs are welcome, and there's no racism here, and yet there's loads of posters of the Bull McCabe saying, "Now be a good Yank, go home." Is that peaceful?
Well, the sign is more of a kind of running Irish commentary on the interaction between American businessmen and Irish people throughout Irish history, really, in reality. Now, some occasions being good and some occasions being bad. I know we can't cast a blanket statement over everyone, but in this case, we feel like our community has been taken advantage of in terms of our welcoming sense to everyone.
Okay, but the posters aren't meant as a threat, is that what you're saying?
No.
You've seen how heated and violent protests have become in some places. That hasn't happened here.
No.
Would you fear it could?
No, and we don't fear. We're not a violent community. We're a very welcoming community, okay, and we're at the heart of basically farmland for the whole of Tipperary. What we have here is local community members. Their families have been here for centuries. We are just worried about what impact this is going to have on the tiniest little village.
My name is Sheila, and I'm here to protect my grandkids and my kids.
Protect them from what?
Protect them from whatever is coming down this road. Stand up and be counted for, because the government aren't doing it for us. So why should we lie down?
You can't close off the borders of Dundrum and Tipperary, though, can you?
No, we can't.
Uh-huh. New people come and go all the time. What is it you're afraid of?
What's going on? There's people here coming in that's not being vetted. They don't have passports.
Government says they're processed. We don't know that they all don't have passports.
We don't know that. Okay. The government are telling us that.
Okay.
But we don't know that. They could be lying to us as well.
You don't believe it?
No.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying to the government, so?
To wake up, open their eyes, and take their hands out of their pockets.
And do what?
And do more for the Irish.
More of the protesters in Dundrum and West Tipperary there. Did you get any response, John, from government on their concerns and their claims as well?
I asked Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department for comment, Cormac, and was told that they are working urgently to find accommodation for people seeking international protection. And as people from Ukraine are moving on to alternative accommodation, they are arranging to use some vacancies at Dundrum House for this purpose. A written statement to Drive Time from a department spokesperson told me that in future the department may be able to use Dundrum House as a dedicated location for IPAs. This is not currently agreed, I'm told. A process is under underway, and local representatives and media, they say, will be informed of any changes, but not while appraisal and contractual discussions are ongoing. The statement concludes by saying there's no intention to increase the capacity of 277 people at this site, but that statement has done little or nothing to quash those rumours you've been hearing there from protesters like Paddy or Sheila or Fiona, or to allay fears of others in the locality. Pauline Burke moved from Dublin to Dundrum in Tipperary 21 years ago, she told me. It's always been a welcoming community, but she was one of a number of people in tears at the protest as she spoke to me the same way she felt, she said, when changes at Dundrum House were first made known and this protest began 7 weeks ago today.
And I sat here and I cried my eyes out, because this to me now is my home. I was absolutely frightened.
And what are you frightened of, Pauline?
Because there's 220 people in this village, and we're under the impression that 550 international protection are coming in, and that frightens me, because we don't know what's ahead of us. That's basically it. Yeah. Families, a small amount of family has come in, and then a huge amount of single males have come in. You know, why? We don't know why. You see, we don't know why this is happening. Nobody is explaining things to us. And maybe if we had representation to come and explain things to us, it wouldn't be such a fear.
Okay.
You know, and that's the way I feel about it.
The government says it's improving its communications, it's going to do better, it's going to have new community liaison people, they announced this week.
But they're not appearing, and we're here so many weeks, you know what I mean?
What do you say to the minister? So,
please come and talk to us and explain what actually is happening. You know, what are we to expect?
That's Pauline Burke outside Dundrum House Hotel, ending John Cook's report from Tipperary.